time now. Only retreat or surrender or death.
Well, that's an easy choice for us, Arcadian. Spartans never retreat. Spartans never surrender.
Go spread the word. Let every Greek assembled know the truth of this.
Let each among them search his own soul.
While you're at it, search your own.
This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson. Podcasting from beautiful Bend, Oregon, the Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that gives you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. Over 4 years and going strong, with over 200,000 downloads from over 9 countries and 5 continents. I'm Greg Swanson, and this is the Warrior Mind Podcast. To find out more about Warrior Mind coaching and training, please visit us at www.warriormindcoach.com. Well, greetings. Hope everyone is doing well. Just a quick announcement. I'm not too sure if you're aware, I also do another podcast with a co-host, Almeen. It's the Feminine Warrior Project or Feminine Warrior Podcast. We are having a workshop up here in Bend, October 8th, 9th, and 10th, and this is women's only workshop. It's going to be the Fully Empowered Woman, and we're going to have some teachings. We're going to have some experiences. It's going to be a great time. There'll be spa services available. Go find out more about it, please, by visiting us on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Feminine Warrior Project, or on our regular site, www.FeminineWarriorProject.com. We have a limited amount of seating, and we have a special discount for the first 5 people to sign up, actually the first 4 to sign up. So go check it out. It's going to be a great time. If you haven't heard that podcast, bump on over there. It's on iTunes, or again, it's on FeminineWarriorProject.com. Great. Thanks for indulging me in that. Well, hope everyone's doing well. I'm actually down in the Bay Area this weekend. I'm meeting with some clients, and then I'm going to be going up to San Francisco CrossFit to get some mobility assessments done to help me improve my mobility in CrossFit and in life in general. And it's kind of a little bit nervous going there because I'm not too sure what they're going to find, but I know it's all going to be good. And speaking of nervous, it's a sense of fear, right? And today's topic is going to be conquering fears. So we've been going through the habits of peak performers, and we've just finished up the mental strength habits. What we're going to do here now is go through the emotional habits of peak performers. And today's first one is confronting and conquering fears. And I'm sure we've all had something in our life that we were fearful of and that held us back. Now, I want to make the distinction between a healthy fear of jumping off a roof or if a lion comes to you or some stupid jackass trick. Those things I'm not talking about. It's those fears that come up when you're going after something you really want, when you have that goal and you're going after and going, ooh, what if I do this? What happens here? What happens there? It's those fears. It's the storytelling fears that we're going to be discussing. So this mental or this emotional habit of confronting and conquering fears is, you know, the peak performers, they face everyday fears head on. It may be uncertainty, it may be fears, you know, whatever you want to phrase it, but they face it head on. They look it and they move through it. And an interesting thing on a side note of confronting fears is confidence or self-confidence. Often we don't have confidence in the achievement of what we go after. So that is a fear that holds us back. We feel that we have to win the race. We feel we have to get it right the first time. So we, quote, don't have self-confidence. But let me reframe that. Self-confidence is having the ability to know that no matter what happens, you'll survive, that you'll be okay. So it doesn't mean that you have to win, you have to come in, you have to get it right the first time, that no matter what happens, you'll be okay. And when you have that type of self-confidence, those fears automatically start to diminish. So when you start, I mean, really think about that. Just think about the reframing of that, that no matter what I face, I'll be okay. And no, as long as you know you'll be okay, there's really nothing to fear. And so when we look at facing fears, it's almost you have to look at yourself first internally to find out what your self-confidence is, what your discipline, what your motivations are. And that will automatically dissolve the fear. Often we want to face this fear, and peak performers do. They see fears as kind of a weakness, and they attack it every day. But the fear is internal. And so what is the fear based on? It could be based on a perception that I'm not confident I'm going to be able to complete it. And if you can remove that fear equals lack of confidence and change confidence to that no matter what happens, I'll be okay, then the fear automatically drops away. You don't have to fight the fear. The fear automatically dissolves by redefining self-confidence, by redefining how you go after these things. So this facing and conquering fears is a two-way street, if you will. One is, if there is something that we truly are, I mean, we've built it up to such an extreme that we're really, really afraid of it, then one part of it is to go and do that action anyway. You know, if you're concerned or fearful, quote, fearful of asking someone out on a date or applying for a job or going to the interview or whatever it might be, you face those things. But if there's other parts of the fear, if there's something else that's holding you back and you just use the word fear, perhaps look at the self-confidence behind it. Look at your confidence in moving to that process. And when you can redefine the self-confidence as not the ability to get it done the first time or win the race or however you want to look at it, but it's the ability that no matter what happens, I'll be okay. And wow, what that just dissolves so many fears. Because when you know that you can ask somebody out and they'll say no, okay, I'll be okay. When you can go for this job interview and then you might not get it, okay, I'll be okay. And you can go into those situations. If you're going to go for a business loan, you can go into those situations knowing that you'll be okay. Yeah, it may not be the outcome that you desired. However, what that does is it gives you feedback. Because the other thing that peak performers do is they don't look at failure. They look at feedback. So they don't ever accept anything as a failure, meaning that's the end of the road. They just look at, okay, the way I went after this particular goal, the feedback was that didn't work. Let me try something else. And when you're able to try something else, that's that confidence, right? That no matter what happens, I'll be okay. So you keep trying. You try something new. You try something new. You try something new. And they look at fear, the peak performers look at fear as an avenue or a way to conquer to conquer some limiting beliefs and to develop more mental strength. So they look at these as great opportunities. Now, they don't intentionally go out to look for fear. That would be kind of silly, because when you go out and looking for fear at that point, maybe you're off your path of going to accomplish your goal. But what happens is when they are on the path of trying of accomplishing their goal and a fear comes up, they look at it as great. What does this mean? It means I'm telling an unsupportive story, I have a limiting belief, my self-confidence is not defined correctly, or this is something brand new and this is going to allow me to grow. So this emotional habit, fear holds us back, whether you call it fear of failure, fear of success, whatever you call it, fear holds so many of us back from moving forward. There's a great motto by Madame Curie that goes, "There is nothing in life to be feared, only understood." Wow. And when you can take time to understand where the fear is coming from, and again, fear is only an internal emotion. There's no fear in the external world. So you are in charge of creating the amount of fear that you feel, not something on the external world. And when you can understand where that fear is coming from, what is prompting it, and then how to conquer that fear, you'll be well on your way to developing mental strength around your emotions, to be becoming emotionally intelligent. Because fear is probably the biggest thing that it fires off a lot of other emotions that go with it, right? If we're fearful of something and we don't do it, then we beat ourselves up after we don't do it. And that creates, shame or guilt. And it goes through this whole cycle. So once we can start to confront and conquer our fear, knowing first that it's only internal, and go internal to find out what is coming up for you. What is underneath this fear? And you have to dig down further and further and further. And that's what coaching is great for, is that, I help my clients dig down under the fear. So then what would happen? So then what would happen? So then what would happen? And we peel this onion back, this layer of this fear onion back, until we get to the heart of it. And then when we get to the heart of it, we can address that, as opposed to addressing the symptom of fear. And so again, this is a internal process that requires your contemplation, meditation, and investigation. Another way to develop that is obviously my book, Develop the Mental Strength of a Warrior. It gives you some very good resources, some very good exercises to expand your mental strength. And you can find that on the blog. There's a banner on the right-hand side that talks about Develop the Mental Strength of a Warrior. It's also a new version for it. It has some things in there about the complacent zone. So if you don't hire a coach, me or somebody else, then I would say go pick up that book. But again, really think about this. Fear it's not something external. And this is what's important to understand. It's not something external. It's internal. It's inside you. And when you realize that fear is inside you, you and only you created it. You and only you can conquer it. And when you know you're in control of that fear and the conquering of it, that is gives you that empowerment. That's that self-empowerment, as opposed to saying, this is making me afraid. This is when we point externally to a person, place, or thing and saying, this is what's creating my fear, we're giving that thing, that person, that place, our power. And when you can take back that power and know that the fear is only internal and you get to control it, then you can conquer it. So I think I've mentioned this on a podcast. Here's a very, very fun exercise to see what fear comes up for you. Over the next week, would like you to go into a fast food burger joint, I don't care which one, and order Chinese food. Just go up to the counter, ask for, orange chicken. Just make up a Chinese food dish. Go into a fast food, a burger joint, and ask for Chinese food. You go, I'm not going to do that. That's silly. What's holding you back? Where's the fear coming from? Well, it's not fear. I don't want to look like, well, you dig down further. It's usually a fear in there, a fear of not wanting to look silly. But when you can do something as simple and harmless as going into a fast food burger joint and order Chinese food, you'll see how easy it is to overcome your fear and how silly much of the fear that we've been experiencing is holding us back from our greatness. So if you like this topic about the emotional habits, specifically conquering fear, please let me know. If you'd like me to cover another topic, please let me know. You can do so by providing feedback on the podcast at www.warriormindcoach.com/blog. You can look for the Contact Me tab and send me a note or a voice message.
Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind podcast. If you like what you heard, please tell your friends and subscribe at warriormindcoach.com/podcast. Also, make sure you sign up for the Warrior Mind newsletter and check out our blog at warriormindcoach.com/blog. Until next time, live with courage. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility and begin to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.
I am not a warrior.
very soon.